Excuse me, I'll get my voice going in a minute. We're going to carry on in the book of Exodus.
我们要开始学习出埃及记了。You'll
remember the general theme.
大家都知道这个总的主题。
The children of Israel came out of Egypt, and they got to Mount Sinai, and the Lord gave them the law.
因为那个以色列人呢，他们从埃及出来呢，来到了西奈山这里，神呢赐给他们律法。And
then he gave them instructions, excuse me, as to how to build the tabernacle, what to do.
然后他们也赐给他们这样的，就是指示怎样的去建造会幕，应该做什么。And
then after many months, he led them from there into their progress toward the promised land.
然后呢，以后呢，通过这里呢，从那里开始引导他们进入那个应许之地。But
before they got to move, he had to train them and teach them as to what it is they should do in their relationship with him.
就在他们开始走之前呢，他呢要就是教导他们，教导他们呢应该怎么做，该做什么，还有他和他们和神之间的关系。So
it is with the Christian. Our responsibility is not just to do for the Lord, we have to be for the Lord as well.
因为这个我们做的教徒来说呢，我们不仅仅只是说为那个就是说是主去做事，同样呢，我们还要是主的。All
right, so let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into our study today.
我们现在祷告，然后开始我们今天的学习。Lord,
we want to thank you for your kindness to us.
主啊，我们也感谢您对我们的慈爱。We
thank you that you preserve the truth of God for us.
我们感谢你呢，把这个神的真理呢保留给我们。And
so now as we study it, Lord, our prayer is that we will understand it to the point of being obedient to our Lord.
主啊，我们现在我们的祷告是，当我们开始学习的时候呢，我们能够到达那个点，去顺服我们的主。So
guide us today as we study.
请您引导我们，当我们开始学习的时候。
We pray that you'll bring to us in the study those who should be here.
所以我们也祷告您呢，把那些应该来这里学习人带到这里来。
And we seek your help now as we turn to your word.
所以我们现在翻开您的话的时候，寻求您的帮助。
We pray and give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So our studies this afternoon are in the book of Exodus, chapter
28. And
what we're studying really is the preparation of the tabernacle for the people of God and the preparation of the priests for the work of God.
因为我们现在学习的呢，就是准备呢，为神的那个帐幕做准备，也为那个祭司的服饰做准备。So
the section we're in right now is a section on the clothing that is required for the priests.
因为我们现在学的这一部分呢，是那一部分关于那个祭司要穿的衣服。So
they were, he was to make clothes for them, and then he was to have a breastplate made.
因为他们有这样的衣服的时候呢，在他们面前呢有个胸牌。
And the breastplate was simply a cloth, probably 5 or 6 inches square.
这样的就是一个胸牌呢，大概有5到6英寸那样的一个正方形。
Embroidered on it the names of the, sorry, embroidered on it 12 precious stones.
上面呢，可以镶嵌呢，12个宝石。And
then on the precious stones, the names of the 12 tribes of Israel.
就在那个宝石上呢，有那个以色列12个支派的名字。And
they were to be placed on the heart of Aaron. They would be a part of his ceremonial dress, but it was over the heart. So, picking up now our story in verse 28.
有没有从第28节开始讲?
Then they shall bind the breastplate by means of its rings to the rings of the ephod using a blue cord, so that it is above the intricately woven band of the ephod, and so that the breastplate does not come loose from the ephod.
第28节说,要用蓝细带子把胸牌的环子与以弗德的环子系住使胸牌贴在以弗德巧工织的带子上,不可与以弗德松开。
And the significance of that was verse 29, so Aaron shall bear the names of the sons of Israel on the breastplate of judgment over his heart when he goes into the holy place as a memorial before the Lord continually.
所以这个意义是在第29节里,第29节说呢,亚伦接圣所的时候要将判断的胸牌,就是刻着以色列儿子们名字的,在这心口处一直在耶和华面前做纪念。
So the job of the priest was to be holding, carrying on his heart the names of the people. He was to bring the people to God, and he was to love the people as God loved the people.
这个呢，就是祭司工作，他的职责，那就是把那个他们的那些神的子民的名字呢，带在他的胸前，把他带进神面前，然后呢，他们也把神的爱呢，带给他的子民，就像神爱他们一样。
And that's a wonderful picture of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you were to look at the heart of the Lord Jesus, you would see that it is filled with the love for his people. Does God love you?
神爱你吗?
Yes, Jesus has you on his heart.
是的,主耶稣呢,把你放在他的心口处。
But there's more to it than that. Verse number 30.
这个呢,还有更多的,在第30节。
And you shall put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be over Aaron's heart when he goes in before the Lord. So Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel over his heart before the Lord continually.
第三十节说又要将乌灵和土民放在判断的胸牌里，亚伦进到耶和华面前的时候，要带在心口处，在耶和华面前一直将以色列孩子们的判断牌带在心口处。
So the question is, what are these Urim and Thummim?
现在问题是这个乌灵和土民是什么?
Actually, we're told very little about them in Scripture.
实际上在圣经里面讲的非常少。
There were quite possibly a couple of precious stones that were in the breastplate.
非常可能是在他的那个胸牌里面的两块宝石。
We're not sure of those details. What we are sure of is that they had a special place of power in discerning what should be done.
这个里面我们不是很确定这是什么，但是我们能够确定的就是说是他有那样的一个决断的那样的一个能量，就是说要去做什么。
And they had a special place of forgiveness as well.
他们也有一个特别的，就是地方呢可以去得赦免。
So there was some special power associated with this breastplate, with Aaron, and with these stones.
因为这个里面有特别的那样的一个权柄和力量呢，关于亚伦戴的这样的胸牌和这样的宝石。
Now, again, we don't know all the details. All we do know is that when Aaron did what he was supposed to do, there was a special power associated with it.
原来我们不知道呢，再一次我们不知道这更多的细节，但是我们知道呢，就是当养了那么这个袋子胸前的时候呢，有特别的这样的全能在跟它在一起。
We're going to keep reading, pick up more logic as we go along. Verse 30, verse 31, rather.
因为我们会呢，在读在下面的时候呢，把这些逻辑呢都捡起来，第31节。
It says, "You shall make the robe of the ephod all of blue."
你要做以弗德的外袍，颜色全是蓝的。
So there were several garments that Aaron had to put on, and one of them was this robe.
所以亚伦呢要穿几套衣服，那么其中一个呢就是这个外袍。
There shall be, verse 32, an opening for his head in the middle of it. It shall have a woven binding all around its opening, like the opening in a coat of mail, so that it does not tear.
这32节说呢，袍上要为头留一领口，口的周围织出里面来，仿佛铠甲的领口，免得破裂。
And upon verse 33, it's hem, you shall make pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet yarn all around the hem, and bells of gold between them all around.
33节说，袍子周围底边上要用蓝色、紫色、朱红色做石榴，在袍子周围的石榴中要有金铃铛。
So verse 34, a golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate upon the hem of the robe all around.
34节，一个金铃铛，一个石榴，一个金铃铛，一个石榴，在袍子周围的底边上。
So here you have then the garments of the high priest. He's got a breastplate over his heart. He's got the shoulder onyx stones on his shoulders, and he's got this. He's got the bells around the bottom of his garment.
这里呢，你有那个就是祭司所穿的衣服，他的胸前的胸牌呢戴着宝石，他的肩膀上呢也戴着两个宝石，在他的这个衣服的下面呢有那个金铃铛。
So when he walked, he went ding ding everywhere he went.
铃铛呢走路的时候，不管走到哪里都有那个叮叮的声音。
All right, verse 35, and it shall be upon Aaron when he ministers, and its sound will be heard when he goes into the holy place before the Lord, and when he comes out, that he may not die.
35节说，亚伦服侍的时候要穿这袍子，他进圣所在耶和华面前，以及出来的时候，袍子上的响声必被听见，使他不至于死亡。
So, you would know when he was in there, you would know what he was doing, because as he moved, there would be ding ding, ding ding everywhere he went.
因为他在里面的时候呢，你知道他在里面，你就知道他在干什么，因为不管他走到哪里，都会有叮叮叮叮的声音。
Now, the phrase ends with, that he may not die.
因为这个结尾说呢，使他不至于死亡。
So the noise was there in order to, probably to alert him to the fact that he was doing the work of God.
所以这个呢，声音呢，在那里呢，就听见铃声呢，就是也是警告他在做神的工作。
And to alert others that he was doing the work of God.
也是警告其他的人呢，他在做神的工作。
There was a problem though, and that is that, and this is more history than Bible, but some were concerned that, he might die when he was in serving the Lord.
就这个里面呢，就是说有些人这样去想法，这想法呢是从历史上来的，而不是从圣经。就是有些人说呢，当他祭司服事的时候呢，他有可能死亡。
And what would have happened if indeed he had died when he was in there serving the Lord?
如果他真在里面就是服侍主的时候死了，会发生什么？
What would have happened?
会发生什么？
Would the other priests be able to go in and get him?
就其他的祭司能够进去把他拿出来吗？
No.
不会。
And so what they did apparently was they actually tied a rope around his foot.
因为他们这过去做的，实际上呢，在他脚上呢系一根绳子。
So that if he were in there,
如果他在里面
and the bells stopped ringing,
那个铃声不响了
they would have said something's wrong. And they couldn't go and get him. So they'd pull on the rope and drag him out. Now, we're not sure that that ever happened. That's what they're suggesting. But the fact is, it was very, very serious.
这个里面呢，我们就是没有听到过那种事情发生过，但是这件事他们说的应该是这样的，所以呢，这里面呢有些事情和这个是相关的。
All right, verse 36 now says, "You shall also make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it like the engraving of a signet, the words holiness to the Lord."
第36节，你要用金金做一面牌，在上面按刻印章之法，刻着归耶和华为圣。
So, here's the priest, and he's got a mitre on his head, and he's got all these robes, and he's got the bells and the pomegranates on his skirt.
这里面呢是那个祭司，他头上呢系这个带子，然后呢他身上穿这个袍子，还有胸牌，然后下面呢有那些铃铛在他的裙摆下面。
And on the front of the mitre is the front of his hat are the words "Holiness to the Lord" in Hebrew.
因为呢，就是说他的那个头上呢，系着那个面牌上呢，刻着呢，就是归耶和华为圣，是用希伯来文刻的。Is
that important?
这个重要吗？
What's important to the Lord, but it's also important to the people.
因为对主来说是重要的，但是同样呢，对人民来说也是重要的。So
when I was in Israel several years ago, I went to the Institute of Holy Land Studies, and they have this beautiful engraving. This guy, I'm not even sure what you call it, but it's in perfect gold, and it reads "Holiness to the Lord" in Hebrew, and they tack it on to the hat, which is on Aaron.
这个里面呢，就是在很多年前呢，我记得以色列的时候呢，我去参观那个就是圣殿的那个博物馆。这博物馆里呢，他们实际上就是已经有了这一块就是面牌，他不知道那个到底叫什么，但是上面旗子呢，So
if you live,
刻着说是耶归耶和华为圣，是用希伯来文来刻的，就是非常漂亮的整块的金子，你可以系在那个亚伦的头上。
If you lived in the days of Abraham, you'd be walking down the street and you'd see Abraham with "Holiness to the Lord" on his forehead.
如果你在那个年代呢，就是说你看到了亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕呢在他的头上呢应该刻着这是归耶和华为圣。
Now, in the days of the Antichrist, in the book of Revelation, what are you going to see on people's foreheads?
因为呢，就是在那个启示录的时候，在那个敌基督的那个年代，如果你看见他在那些人在头上刻着什么呢
？Answer: You would see the name of the beast or the number of his name.
所以呢，答案是你可以看到那个兽的那个标志，或者说它的名字的数字。
So the question is, what does your forehead tell the world?
所以答案是你的前额告诉世界什么？
Some people say, "Well, I don't really know."
有人说，我真的不知道。And
other people say, "I'm gonna work on my expression to the point where when people see me, they say something different about him. I'd like my forehead to talk about Jesus."
有些人说是当其他人看见我的面部表情的时候，他看见呢，就是说是我是属基督的。All
right, so the priest then had on his forehead so that all could see it and read it, "Holiness to the Lord." What is the priest's life like?
这个里面呢，就是说是现在这个祭司呢，他在他的面额上的一个面牌写着呢，归耶和华为圣。那么这个人看起来什么样子呢
？The priest's life is holiness.
所以那个祭司的人生应该是圣洁的。
Now, I told you last week that there's this terrible story in the book of Genesis 38.
上个星期我跟大家讲过，在那个创世纪第八章里一个可怕的故事。
It's about this man Judah,
就是关于那个叫犹大的人,
who decided that he would spend some time with a harlot, with a prostitute.
因为他决定了，他要跟那个妓女，就是说是待一段时间，
He didn't know who she was,
不知道他是谁。
but he spent some time with her. She said to him, "What will you give me?"
但是他来和他度过了一段时间，但是他说你会给我什么？
He said, "Well, I'll give you a little baby goat."
他说我要给你一点那个小羊，小
She
山羊。
said, "Well, you don't have a baby goat. What will you give me right now?"
你现在没有小山羊，那你给我什么呢？
So she said, "I want your signet ring." So that I've got an idea of who you are.
他说我要你那个封印的那个手印，手戒指，我知
And
道
then
你
she
谁。
said to him, "I want your bracelet, the thread around your way, your arm."
然后他就说那我要你那个手腕上绑那个手环。
And that thread is used in an amazing way only on a few occasions in the Bible.
因为那个绳子呢，就以一个奇妙的方式，在圣经里呢，只有几个地方用到。
Verse 37 says, "And you shall put it this holiness to the Lord, gold emblem." He says, "You shall put it on a blue cord, that it may be on the turban. It shall be on the front of the turban."
约翰继续说：“你要用一条蓝细带子，将牌系在冠冕的前面。”
So this blue, sorry, this gold, emblem that's on his forehead is to be tied on with a blue cord.
这个里面呢，就是这样的一个面牌呢，就是用一个蓝的细带子呢系在他的头上。
And before Judah could spend time with this woman, she said, "I want your blue cord."
因为在那个犹大和那个女人待在一起之前，那个女的说你我要你的那个蓝细带子。
And so if Judah had been a priest, he couldn't have holiness to the Lord on his forehead because he didn't have the thread. He gave that away when he said, "I want to sin."
所以呢，如果呢犹大呢他是个祭司的话呢，他这个面牌呢他就不能系在他的头上，因为呢他因为他的罪，他失去了那个蓝细带子。
Some people say sin doesn't matter. Between me and the other person, we can do whatever we want.
有些人呢罪呢没那么重要，在我和其他的人之间呢，我们想干什么就干什么。
God says, "Don't pretend that you can have holiness to the Lord on your forehead and sin in your life. You can't do it. You've lost your cord."
因为神说呢，你不能假装说呢，你归耶和华为圣的这个牌子在你头上，那你还可以去犯罪，因为呢，实际上你失去了你的那个蓝细带子。
The priesthood, sorry, the priest couldn't behave like Judah behaved.
祭司呢，不能像犹大那样去做事。
All right, verse 38. "So it shall be on Aaron's forehead, that Aaron may also bear the iniquity of the holy things which the children of Israel hallow in all their holy gifts, and it shall always be on his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord."
第38节说呢，这牌必在亚伦的额上，亚伦要担当干犯圣物的罪孽。这圣物是以色列的孩子们在一切的圣礼物上所分别为圣的，这牌要常在他的额上，使他们可以在耶和华面前蒙悦纳。
What would have happened if Aaron had sinned like Judah?
所以呢，如果亚伦像犹大那样犯了罪，会发生什么？
All Israel would suffer the loss.
所有的以色列人呢，都会承担这样的损失。
Remember now, our high priest is who?
记得我们的最高祭司是谁？
Jesus.
主耶稣。
What do we know about Jesus? He was sinless.
我们对主耶稣的了解是什么呢？他是无罪的。
He has never lost his emblem, holiness to the Lord. That's what Jesus is all about.
他从来没失去过那个归耶和华为圣的那个牌子，这就是主耶稣基督的一切。
What else do we know about the high priest? Verse 38, verse 39.
现在我们对那个最高祭司还了解多少？第39节。
You shall skillfully weave the tunic of fine linen thread. You shall make the turban of fine linen, and you shall make the sash of woven work.
第三节就是要为细麻织细麻线织的内袍绣花，用细麻布做冠冕，又用绣花的工艺做腰带。
And for Aaron's sons, you shall make tunics, and you shall make sashes for them, and you shall make hats for them, for glory and beauty.
意思是说，你要为亚伦的众子做内袍、腰带、裹头巾，为荣耀，为华美。
And you shall put these clothes upon them, on Aaron your brother, and on his sons with him. You shall anoint them, consecrate them, and sanctify them, that they may minister to me as priests.
四十一节要把这些给你的哥哥亚伦和与他一起的众子穿戴，要膏他们，将他们分别为圣，好给我供祭司的职分。
So for them to be as to work as priests, they needed proper priestly garments.
因为那些呢要做祭司的人呢，他们要恰当的那个祭司的制服。
But then in addition to that, they had to be, verse 41, they had to be consecrated.
意思是更加多一点，在第41节里呢，他们要分别为圣。
And so the next chapter is going to be all about the consecration ceremony.
因为下一章呢，所以都是讲到要分别为圣的这样的一个仪式。
7 days, the priests had to go through the consecration ceremony before they could become priests.
因为就是说有7天，他们呢就是要分别为圣，当他们在开始做祭司的职分之前。
And the word, I believe, is translated clearly for us in the English translations, consecrate.
因为就是说是那个在英语里这个词呢，对我们来说翻译的非常的，就是说是清楚，就是要为圣。
So the question is, what does the word consecrate mean?
所以呢，就是说是现在呢，应该是这个，就是供祭司的职分这个词是什么意思？
Well, it's simple. It means to fill the hands.
简单说呢，就是你手里啊充满东西。
Okay, so if my hands were consecrated to the work of God, what would they have to do?
所以呢，如果我们的那个手呢交给那个神的工作，那么他应该做什么？
They'd have to be open so that I could do the work of God.
所以呢必须打开，所以呢这样呢我可以做神的工作。
Now, if my hands are open, what can't they do?
所以呢，如果我的手打开了，那么他们会做什么？
They can't hold anything else.
他们不可能去拿其他的东西。
Okay, I can hold my Kleenex here. That's really good. But if I open my hand,
所以呢，就是说我可以把这个纸拿在这里，但是如果可以做什么？但是如果我松开我手呢？
Now we're going to have a consecration ceremony. And the consecration ceremony is the priest is going to have open hands to do the work of God.
所以呢，现在呢，我们要去那个祭司要去供他的职分，那么他在神面前呢，他必须打开他的双手。
And he's not going to waste his time doing other stuff.
他不能浪费时间去做其他的事情。
Now that characterizes, and that's a fundamental part of the work of the priest.
因为这个这样的一个特点呢，就是说是那个作为祭司的一个基础。
The priest is first and foremost following God. He's got an open hand to do the work of God.
因为就是祭司呢，他是第一个也是正式的去做神的工作的，他的手必须打开。
The Lord said to Matthew, Matthew, you're sitting at your tax collector's desk. Follow me.
所以主呢对马太说，那马太你坐在那个收税的那个棚子里，你要跟从我。
What did Matthew do?
马太做了什么？
He put down his pencil, he turned around, and he started following Jesus.
所以呢他把那个呢就是手打开，扔掉他的那个就铅笔，然后开始跟着主耶稣。
You and I gonna follow God?
你我要跟从神吗？
We're gonna have to empty our hands of other things so that we can follow God and stop wasting our time on the other things.
我们要呢就是说 打开我们的手，然后呢，把其他的东西呢都倒空，然后呢开始跟从神。
Okay, we're going to get to this consecration ceremony in chapter 29, but just a couple more verses in 28.
因为就是说，我们在那个第29章里要讲到这个供祭司职分的这样的一个事情，那么在第29章里要学到很多，在28章里直接有几节。
Verse 42, and you shall make for them linen trousers to cover their nakedness. They shall reach from the waist to the thighs. They shall be on Aaron and on his sons when they come into the tabernacle of meeting, or when they come near the altar to minister in the holy place, that they do not incur iniquity and die. It shall be a statute forever to him and his descendants after him.
第42节说，要给他们做细麻布裤子，遮盖他们的赤身。裤子要从腰到大腿。亚伦和他众子进入会幕，会就近坛，在圣服服侍的时候必须穿上，免得担罪而死。这要为亚伦和他的后裔做永远的定例。
The priests who followed the Lord were to be holy in all their activity, including their appearance.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是这些祭司呢，他们呢，就是说是在里面呢，要做所有的那样的工作呢，都要圣洁的，包括他们的外观。
Okay, what do we know about priests? Priests are to be holy in every aspect of that word.
所以呢，我们对那个祭司呢，了解多少这个词呢？就是说是他在每个方面都应该是圣洁的。
All right, chapter 29 now.
现在第29章。
It says, and this is what you shall do to them to hallow them for ministering.
这个也是你要使他们成圣，供我，给我供祭司的职分，要这样行。
So we're going to have a ceremony now, a consecration ceremony. This is what it's going to be.
因为我们现在要有一个成圣供祭司职分的这样的一个就是仪式，这个仪式是这样的。
He says, take one bull, one young bull, two rams without blemish, and unleavened bread, unleavened cakes mixed with oil, unleavened wafers anointed with oil, you shall make them of wheat flour.
就是他说呢，就是要取一只公牛犊，两只无瑕疵的公绵羊，无酵饼和调油的无酵饼与抹油的无酵薄饼，这都要用细麦面做成。
Is that important?
重要吗？
Yeah.
当然。
Lord says, this is the way I want it, this is the way I want it.
主说呢，这是我想要的方式，就是我想
要的方式。It's interesting to me that the Lord is a Lord of incredible detail.
所以对我们来说非常有意思的主呢，是一个令人难以想象的细节的主。
Everywhere the Lord goes, he goes with precise detail.
所以主不管到哪里，那些都是精准的细节都在那里。
He built my body.
他建造了我的身体。
Is it important that my body work according to his plan?
所以呢，对我的身体呢，按照他的计划去工作是重要的吗？
Yes. What happens when it doesn't work according to his plan?
是的，如果呢，他不按照他计划工作，会发生什么？
I get sick.
我会生病。
Okay, and I say to myself, Harold, you shouldn't have eaten that. Harold, you shouldn't have done that. You're sick. Why are you sick? Because you didn't do what you knew you should do. God told you don't do it. You did it. God told you to do it, and you didn't do it.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是我呢对自己说，那还是呢，你吃了那个不该吃的东西，你做了不该做的事情，这就是为什么你生病了。因为呢，你的是主告诉你，你的身体呢，你不能那么做呢，你却去做了，你应该去做的事情呢，你却没有做。
Now I don't know if you're like me, but I've got a problem.
因为我不知道，如果你像我这样，我有问题。
If you give me 10 things to do, what's going to happen?
如果你给我十件事去做，会发生什么？
I'll probably do 8 of them and forget the other two.
我有可能呢，做了8件，呢忘了另外2件。
And they'll say, why didn't you do this, Harold?
你说 Harold 那2件为什么不做呢？
And I will say, I forgot.
我说我忘了。
But if you're serving the Lord, don't forget.
但如果你服侍主呢，不要健忘。
And some of us have got to use a lot of self-discipline to make sure that we don't forget those things that are important.
所以我们有些人呢，必须做一件事情呢，自我去训练自我去节制，就是不要忘记那些要做的重要的事情。
So verse 3, you got to put all those things in a basket and bring them in the basket with the bull and the two rams.
因为里面第三节说，你把这些都要放在一个筐子里，这饼要装在一个筐子里，连筐子带来，要把公羊和两只公绵羊牵来。
And Aaron, verse 4, and his sons you shall bring to the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and you shall wash them with water.
第四节说呢，要是亚伦和他众子都到会幕门口来，用水洗身。
Picture here, again, washing with water. It's a picture of saying no to and getting rid of sin.
这里面呢，这里一个画面就是应用水洗身，那就是说是你要对罪说不，把它除掉。
So this is the beginning now of the ceremony. They bring these things to the altar. When they get there, Aaron and his sons are washed with water. And verse 5, then you shall take the garments, put the tunic on Aaron, and the robe of the ephod, and the breastplate, and gird him with the intricately woven band of the ephod. And you shall put the turban on his head, and put the holy crown on the turban.
因为这个呢，就是他们这个仪式的要开始，开始呢，亚伦他们先要把那筐子供羊的牵了以后呢，洗了身以后，第五节说呢，要拿衣服给亚伦穿上，就是肋袍和以弗德的外袍，并以弗德又戴上胸牌，束上以弗德巧工织的带子，把冠冕戴在他头上，将圣冠加在他的冠冕上。
And you shall take the anointing oil, pour it on his head and anoint him.
高油倒在他头上高他。
Is there anything like that in the world today?
当今世界有没有这样的事件呢?
And the answer is, when King Charles was crowned, he went through a ceremony that was something like this.
答案是呢，当那个查尔斯国王加冕的时候呢，在那个加冕仪式呢，做了类，仪式上做了类似的事情。
His ceremony was far less detailed.
他的那个仪式呢，就是细节远远少少得多。Far
less profound in symbolism.
所以呢，就那个象征和那个深刻意义上呢，都要少得多。But
at least it was an attempt to indicate that Prince Charles was moving into the position of king, and it was a very important position.
但是至少呢，他们尝试着呢，把那个查尔斯国王放到他那个位置上的时候呢，这个位置是一个非常重要的位置。So
Aaron was to be consecrated, verse 7, and you shall take the anointing oil, pour it on his head, and anoint him. Then you shall bring his sons and put tunics on them.
因为亚伦要去做那个职分时候呢，第七节说呢，你要把膏油倒在他的头上高他。第八节说呢，你要叫他的众子来，给他们穿上内袍。And
you shall gird them with sashes, Aaron and his sons, and put the hats on them. The priesthood shall be theirs for a perpetual statute. So shall you consecrate Aaron and his sons.
也就是说，你给亚伦和他的众子束上腰带，包上裹头巾，他们就凭永远的定力得了祭司的职分，又要将亚伦和他的众子分别为圣。You
shall also have the bull brought before the tabernacle of meeting, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands on the head of the bull.
第十节说呢，你要把公牛牵到会幕前，亚伦和他的众子要按手在公牛的头上。So
here's Aaron and his sons, and what are they doing? They're opening their hands and they're putting their hands on the bull.
因为这个你是亚伦和他的众子，那么说他们怎么做呢？他们把双手打开，然后放在了公牛上。
They're saying, I'm not going to fill my hands with all kinds of other things. I'm going to use my hands to associate with that bull of sacrifice.
但是呢，我不会把，他这个意思就是我们不会把我们的手呢放在其他任何事情上，我们要把我们的手呢完全呢放在那个，就是说是要做祭物的这个公牛上。
So they're identifying themselves with the bull. Verse 11, then you shall kill the bull before the Lord by the door of the tabernacle of meeting. You shall take some of the blood of the bull, put it on the horns of the altar with your finger, and pour all the blood beside the base of the altar.
第十一节说呢，你要在耶和华面前到会幕口门口宰这牛，要起些公牛的血，用指头抹在坛的四角上，把血都倒在坛角那里。
So Moses was the one who was supposed to be doing this for his brother Aaron and his nephews.
所以呢，就是摩西呢，他应该是去做那些事呢，为呢他的弟弟他的哥哥亚伦，还有他的那些侄子们。
And verse 13, you shall take all the fat that covers the entrails, the fatty lobe attached to the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, and burn them on the altar.
第十三节说，要把这一切覆盖在内脏上的脂油与肝上的网子，并两个腰子和腰子上的脂油都烧在坛上。
But the flesh of the bull, with its skin and its offal, you shall burn with fire outside the camp. It is a sin offering.
第十四节说，只是公牛的皮肉、粪都要用火烧在营外，这是赎罪祭。
All this detail important?
这些细节都重要吗？
It is to God.
最少对神是重要的。
Do you understand all the reason for this detail?
你理解这些就是细节的原因吗？
And you say, no, I don't understand it, but I know one thing, it's important to God, and if I were a priest in those days, that's what I would have done.
你说呢,我不理解,但是这些对神来说是非常重要的,如果我在那个年代,我要做祭祀的职分,我要这样,这些所有细节去做。
Now we're not priests in our day.
我们在我们今天是不是祭祀呢?
And even if we wanted to do something like this, there's no place we could do it because the priests were told that they had to do it in the tabernacle or the temple.
所以呢，就是说，如果我们今天想要去做这样的祭祀呢，我们就没有地方去做，因为没有圣殿，也没有帐幕。
But we remember from all this that God is God and His prescription must be followed.
所以我们所有人在记住这一点，神就是神，所以他的这样的就是概念，我们必须跟从。All right,
verse 15 now, you shall also take one ram, and Aaron and his son shall put their hands on the head of that ram, and you shall kill the ram, and you shall take its blood and sprinkle it all around the altar, then you shall cut the ram in pieces, wash his entrails and his legs, put them with its pieces and with its head.
第15节到第17节，就是我就说你要牵一只公绵羊来，公绵羊来，羊呢和它众子都要按手在这羊的头上，要宰这羊，把血洒在坛的周围，要把羊切成筷子，洗净五脏和腿，连筷子带头都放在一处。
Verse 18, and you shall burn the whole ram on the altar. It is a burnt offering to the Lord. It is a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord.
第18节说要把全羊烧在坛上，是给耶和华献的燔祭，是献给耶和华为馨香的火祭。
So, the bull, verse 14, was a sin offering. And this ram, verse 18, is a burnt offering.
所以在第十七节里面呢，第十四节里面呢，这个公牛呢，它是个赎罪祭。那么在这里呢，这个山羊呢，是一个燔祭。
So the Lord has different kinds of offerings for different purposes.
所以呢，主呢有不同的类型的这样的一个祭，有不同的原因。
Verse 18, verse 19 rather, you shall also take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands on the head of that ram. Then you shall kill the ram. Take some of the blood, put it on the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and on the tip of the right ear of his sons, on the thumb of their right hand, and on the big toe of their right foot, and sprinkle the blood all around on the altar.
第十九节第二十节，第十九节说你要将那一只公绵羊牵来亚门和他的众子，要按手在羊的头上，你要宰这羊，其中血抹在亚门的右耳垂上和他众子的右耳垂上，又抹在他的右手的大拇指上和右脚的大拇指上，并把血洒在坛的四周。
So this ram in part is a consecration ram, and the blood is to be put on the right ear and on the right thumb and on the right big toe.
因为里面呢，就是这个羊呢，绵羊呢，基本上呢，它是要作为一个，就是分别属为圣的这样羊。这羊的那个血呢，要放在他们的右耳垂和右脚大拇指和右脚的大拇指上。
What would be the significance of putting the blood on the right ear and the right hand, the right thumb of the right hand and the big toe of the right foot?
这个里面的意思就是这个把那个血呢抹在那个右耳垂还有那个右手的大拇指和右脚大拇指上有什么意义呢？
Okay, so if it's an empty the hand or a fill the hand ceremony and you've got your right thumb, what's the significance? It means my thumb is going to do the work of God. That's what it's all about.
所以这个如果你的手里呢就充满了这做神的工作的话呢，那么说呢你在那个右拇指上有那个血，为什么呢？就是说我这个右拇指呢属于神，要做神的工作，这就是所以要讲的。
What's the big toe got to do with it?
那么这是那个脚大拇指上是什么意思？
Well, I'm not just going to do the right thing for God, I'm going to go to the right place for God.
那就是我不仅要去做神，为神做正确的事情，我还要去走那个为神走正确的路。
And what's the right ear got to do with it?
那么耳朵上这是什么意思呢？
Well, it means I'm going to listen to what God says. I'm going to read the Bible, and I'm going to do what God says.
意味着呢，我要去做神说的，按照神说的去做，我要去读圣经，我要听神的话。
And it means I'm not going to listen to the bad stuff.
这个呢，也意味着呢，我不会去听那些坏的事情。
Most people, most priests, most servants of God today spend far too much time listening to what's going on in the world and too little time listening.To what God says.
大多数人，大多数祭司，大多数服侍神的人呢，他们呢都花太多的时间听世界上发生的事情，而不是去听神说的话。
So what's the order?
那么的顺序什么样？
You start with the ear.
开始耳朵。
And then you can do what you ought to do.
所以呢，然后呢，你再去做。
And go where you ought to go. It all starts with the ear.
所以呢，你可以去做你应该做的，去走你应该去走的路，所有都从那个听开始。
All right, verse 22, and also you shall take the fat of the ram, and the fat tail, and the fat that covers the entrails, the fatty lobe attached to the liver, the two kidneys, and the fat on them, the right thigh, for it is a ram of consecration.
第二个就是说，你要取这羊的脂油和肥尾巴，并覆盖在内脏上的脂油和肝上的网子，两个腰子和腰子上的脂油，并右肩，这是为分别为圣所献的羊。
Okay, so we've got three sacrifices here. The first is the sin offering, then the burnt offering, then the consecration offering.
在这里面呢，我们就是说是我们有三个现在的献祭。第一个呢，就是说是赎罪祭；第二个就是燔祭；第三个呢，就是接受圣职的献祭。
So you take this ram of consecration, verse 23, one loaf of bread, one cake made with oil, one wafer from the basket of the unleavened bread that is before the Lord.
第二三节说，在从耶和华面前装无酵饼的筐子中取一个饼，一个调油的饼和一个薄饼。
And you shall put all these in the hands of Aaron and in the hands of his sons.
你这个都放在亚伦的手上和他的众子的手上。
What does this consecration mean?
你这个圣职是什么意思呢？
It is a fill the hands consecration. It's a fill the hands ceremony.Aaron, what are you doing? I'm filling my hands with the truth of God, the work of God.
因为里面的就是说让你手上的充满的这样的圣旨，那是远了呢，你们要做和他的儿子要做什么呢？你要把你们的手上呢充满了神的工作。
So you got all these things now in your hands, Aaron. What are you going to do?
你远了，那你现在的手上有这么多的东西，你应该怎么做？
Verse 24, you shall put all these in the hands of Aaron and in the hands of his sons, and you shall wave them as a wave offering before the Lord.
那第24节怎么说的呢？都放在亚伦手上的粽子的手上作为摇祭，在耶和华面前摇一摇。
Strange name again. A lot of amazing things here. What is a wave offering?
你这里有个奇怪的名字呢，就是这里有很多东西呢都很奇怪。那么摇祭是什么意思呢？
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I wave at people on Zoom.
因为我不知道，有时候呢，我向那个在 Zoom 上的人挥手。
What would I do if I wanted to wave to God?
所以呢，如果我现在向神挥手，会怎么样？
Well, I'd fill my hands with His work, and then I would wave it to the Lord.
然后呢，我把我的手上呢充满了神的工作，然后呢向主呢摇一摇。
All right. verse number 25 then, you shall receive them back from their hands and burn them on the altar as a burnt offering, as a sweet aroma before the Lord. It's an offering made by fire to the Lord.
25节说，你要从他们手中接过来，烧在耶和华面前坛上的燔祭上，是献给耶和华为馨香的火祭。
So you wave it to the Lord, and then you put it on the fire as a sacrifice to the Lord, and you carry on.
比如这个里面，你在神面前呢摇一摇，摇了以后呢，然后你呢放在坛上呢献上燔祭，把它烧了，然后呢你再继续。
What else could you do?
那你还可以做什么？
Well, you could take every good thing you do for God, and you could have a little monument here. And this is what I did in November. And this is what I did in December. And this is what I did 2 years ago in August. And you could have all of these things lined up in order.
你可以把这所有的你为耶和华做的好事呢都放在这里。你说那点那个表，你说这是我去年呢12月份做的，这是11月份做的，然后还是几年之前8月份做的。你可以把它们按顺序排起来。
Or you could say, Lord, this is what I've done for you now. Thank you very much. And then you burn it and you go on to do something else for him tomorrow. Don't keep a record of all those good things you've done.
所以呢，你或者你可以说呢，主啊，这就是我所做的，我做的呢，在主面前挥一挥，然后呢，把它全部烧掉。我要把你过去所做的好事都记下来。
Offer them to the Lord.
把他们献给主。
He'll keep a record.
他会有记录。
You'll be rewarded on Judgment Day.
在那个审判日的时候，你会有得到奖赏。
In the meantime, what are you going to do?
现在你应该做什么
？Are you going to fill your hands with work for God tomorrow? And you're going to do that again tomorrow.
你要把你的手里充满了神的工作，你要明天你要做，明天你要继续那么做。
All right, verse 26.
那么第26节。
Then you shall take the breast of the ram of Aaron's consecration, and wave it as a wave offering before the Lord, and it shall be your portion.
第二节就说你要取亚伦为分别为圣所献的公羊的胸作为摇祭，在耶和华面前摇一摇，这就可以做你的份儿。
This is the first verse in the 29th chapter. This is verse 26, and it's the first time we read of the fact that there's something there for you.
这个呢是第一次在我们读到这一章里呢，在第26节里呢，这有些东西是给你的。
There's a principle in scripture, isn't there? And that is, God gets the first, and after he's got the first, you'll get more than you deserve.
所以这个里面呢，就是在圣经里有这样一个原则，是不是神先得到，神先得到了以后呢，然后你再得到那些你应该得到的。
So the Lord says, I remember you, I know your needs, I'll look after you. And so the portion is the Lord's from this consecration offering.
女主说呢，在那里说，她说我知道你，我认识你，我知道你需要，那么说呢，这是我要给你的，所以在这一节里呢，就是说是主赐给我们的那份。
So verse 27, and from the ram of the consecration, you shall sanctify the breast of the wave offering which is waved, and the thigh of the heave offering which is raised, of that which is for Aaron's and his sons, which serve for Aaron, and of that which is for his sons, and it shall be from the children of Israel for Aaron and his sons by a statute forever, for it is a heave offering. It shall be a heave offering from the children of Israel, from the sacrifices of their peace offerings, that is their heave offering to the Lord.
然后第二七节二十八节，二七节说呢，摇祭的胸和举祭的肩，就是分别为圣，分别为圣所摇的所举的，是归亚伦和他众子的，这些都，这些你都要成为圣。第二十八节说，以色列的孩子们中间归亚伦和他众子作为永远的定例，因为是举祭，这样从以色列的孩子们的平安祭中作为献给耶和华的举祭。
So the priests then are going to be well cared for. Verse 29. And the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him, to be anointed in them and to be consecrated in them.
第二节就说亚伦的圣衣要留给他的众子，可以穿着受膏，又要穿着分别为圣。
So after Abram dies and goes to heaven, what's going to happen?Well, his sons are going to be consecrated after him to do the work that he did. And how are they going to be dressed? Well, they're going to wear they're going to wear Aaron's clothes. So what is the man of God, what is the woman of God going to be like tomorrow?
因为属神的男的属神的女的明天会像什么样子
Hopefully they're going to be like the men and women of God today.
希望他们会像当今的属神的男的女的一样
Sometimes that's kind of easy to understand.
有时候呢这个很容易去理解
Sometimes it's harder to understand.
有时候呢很难理解
So, Norma and I had parents.
Norma 跟我呢有父母
My father's name was Harold.
我父亲的名字叫 Harold.
Why was I called Harold?
为什么我也叫 Harold?
Because my parents expected me to be like my daddy.
因为我的父母呢希望我能像我的爸爸一样。
Our mother's name was Nora.
所以我们的母亲的名字叫 Laura.
Why is Norma's name Norma?
为什么 Norma 叫 Norma?
Because Our parents wanted my sister to be like her mother.
因为我们的父母呢，想要我的姐姐呢，像她的妈妈。
Okay, what is the responsibility of Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar?
因为那些 Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, 还其他名字，他们什么意思呢？
They were all to be like their father.
他们所有都要像他们的父亲。
They were even to wear their father's shoes.
他们甚至是穿他们父亲的鞋。
I can remember one day coming down here to hobby classes one Friday night when I was probably 14 years old.
我记得呢，有一天晚上我来到这里，我大概14岁的时候呢，参加这个下面的兴趣班。
We were working on a hobby in the back room there.
我们在后面那个房子里面做那个兴趣事情。
Somebody looked down at me and said, Harold, what are you wearing?
有些人看着我说 Harold, 你穿的什么
And I had my father's shoes on.
我穿着我父亲的鞋子。
And they all began to laugh at me. And they said, he's even wearing his father's shoes.
所有人都开始笑我说他甚至穿他父亲的鞋。
Now, if you're going to do the work of God,You don't need to do it like Waldo or Fred, but you've got to do it like the men of God did before you. And you've got to say, I want to live up to the greatness of those who went before me.
你这个里面，你等你要准备去做神的工作的话呢，你不会说是像那个 Walter 和 Flora 他们那样去做。你要看着那些在前面那些人呢，他们照着神的方式去做的那些人呢，你说他们所做的方式就是我要去跟随的。
And so when it came to consecration day, what clothes did they wear? Same clothes that Aaron wore.
他们来到承接圣职的那一天，他们要做什么呢？他们穿的是什么？穿的那个和亚伦穿的一样的圣衣。
Verse 30, that son who becomes a priest in the place shall put them on for 7 days when he enters the tabernacle of meeting to minister in the holy place.
这里面就是第30节说，接续他当祭司的儿子，每当进会幕在圣所服侍的时候，要穿7天。
So the high priest and his consecration ceremony was to wear exactly the same clothes for 7 days that his father had worn before him.
所以大祭司呢，当他们承受圣职的时候呢，他们那个7天都要穿他们的父亲穿的同样的圣衣。
And you shall take the ram of the consecration and boil its flesh in the holy place.
所以你要将分别为圣所献公羊的肉煮在圣处。
Then Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread that is in the basket by the door of the tabernacle of meeting.
第32节，亚伦和他的众子要在会幕门口吃着羊的肉和筐里的饼。
And they shall eat those things with which the atonement was made to consecrate and sanctify them. But a stranger shall not eat them because they are holy.
第33节，他们吃那些赎罪之物，好使他们分别为圣，得以洁净。只是外人不可吃，因为这是圣物。
It's true. The man, the woman, who are devoted to God, they will eat the blessed food that the Lord provides, and it'll be better than the other food around them. Others won't be able to eat it.
因为这个里面呢，就是也是个事实。那些呢，就是说是把自己献给神的人呢，他们要吃那些被祝福的食物，他们吃的食物比那些周围的人吃的要好得多，因为那些人他们不能吃。
Now there is something wonderful about the service of the Lord that the men and women of God know, the priests know, but the others just don't know.
因为这个里面有些呢，就是说你去服侍神的，对那些男女呢，有些奇妙的事情，因为呢，他们知道，那些其他的人却不知道。
And they can't know.
他们也不可能知道。
All right, verse 34. And if any of the flesh of the consecration offerings or of the bread remains until the morning, then you shall burn the remainder with fire. It shall not be eaten. It is holy.
第34节，那分别为圣所献的肉和饼，若有一点留的早晨，就要用火烧了，不可吃这物，因为这是圣物。
All right, so this is an amazing ceremony. Details we don't understand.
这些仪式是非常奇妙的，这样的一些仪式细节呢，我们理解不了。
But overall principles we can understand.
但是所有的这些原则之上呢，我们能够理解。
And it's wonderful that God gives to His priests, His servants, you and me, if we have trusted Him and obey Him, He gives us blessings that no one else can understand.
这个意思是非常奇妙的，就是说是神会赐给我们这些人呢，就是说你相信他，你顺服他，那么说他会赐给我们这样的一些东西，那其他的人呢是理解不了的。
Verse 35, thus you shall do to Aaron and his sons according to all that I have commanded you. 7 days you shall consecrate them.
35节，你要照这样，你要这样照我一切所吩咐的，向亚伦和他众子行，分别为圣的礼7天。
How long was King Charles' coronation ceremony?
所以那个就是查尔斯国王他的加冕仪式持续了几天。
A few hours.
几个小时。
How long was Abraham's? Sorry, how long was Aaron's?
这亚伦的仪式持续多久？
7 days.
7天。
It's a big deal. To serve God is a big deal.
所以去服侍神呢是一件大事。
Verse 36, and you shall offer a bull every day as a sin offering. You shall cleanse the altar when you make atonement for it. You shall anoint it to sanctify it.
然而六节说，每天要像公羊一只为赎罪祭，你为坛赎罪的时候，坛就洁净了，且要用膏抹坛，使坛成圣。
So every one of those 7 days, there was a bull offered as a sin offering.
这个每一天的那七天的每一天的都有一个公牛献上作为赎罪祭。
37, 7 days you shall make atonement for the altar and sanctify it, and the altar shall be most holy. Whatever touches the altar must be holy.
37节要为坛行赎罪祭之礼七天，使坛成圣，坛就成为至圣，凡爱着坛的都成为圣。
The altar was to be consecrated in a marvelous way. Everything was to be holy.
所以呢，这个就是坛呢，它要分别为圣的为一个非常奇妙的方式，所以所有挨着它的都成圣了。
So if you were Abraham, no, if you were Aaron and his four sons, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, what would you think of all this?
所以呢，如果你是亚伦还有他四个儿子，他刚念名字我记不得，你们会怎么做呢
？You say, I think I'd better do it right.
你说我应该去做正确的事情。
You say, this is pretty important.
你说这个太重要了。
Every day, 7 days, you went through this ceremony.
所以呢，七天里面每一天呢，你都要行这样的仪式。
What happened a few years afterward?
那么这就是说是几年之后这些事会怎么样
?Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar's two eldest sons, went to the service of the Lord and they offered strange fire to the Lord.
Nadab, 还有那个Eleazar, 还有那个 Abihu, 他的几个儿子呢在多年后呢他们对向主呢献上了奇怪的祭。
They said, I think I'll do it my way.
他们说呢我们要按自己的方式去做。
What happened?
发生什么
?The fire came out of the altar and burned them both to death.
那就是说那个坛里呢出来了火把他们两个都烧死了。
Is this just a ceremony?
这个只是一个祭仪式吗？
Nadab and Abihu, this is wonderful, but it's a warning. Don't pretend to do it your own way.
Nadab and Abihu, 这是一个就是非常的重要的仪式，不要假设你可以按照你自己的方式去做，这是一个警告。
Verse 38, now this is what you shall offer on the altar, two lambs of the first year, day by day continually.
38就说你每天所要献的在坛上的就是两只一岁的羊羔。
One lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight.
早晨要献这一只，晚上的时候要献那一只。
So there were two lambs offered every day from then on at the altar of the Lord.
所以这个里面有两只羊呢，每天都要献，献在主的那个祭坛上。
With the one lamb shall be 1/10 of an ephah of flour mixed with 1/4 of a hin of pressed oil and 1/4 of a hin of wine as a drink offering.
意思是也就是说和这一只羊羔同献的要用细面1/10依法与捣成的油1/4辛和调辛调和又用酒1/4辛作为祭奠。
And the other lamb you shall offer at twilight.And you shall offer it with the grain offering and the drink offering as in the morning for a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord.
四十一节说那一只羊要在晚上的时候献上照着早晨的素祭和祭奠的礼半礼作为献给耶和华馨香的火祭。
This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of meeting before the Lord, where I will meet you to speak with you.
第四节就说这要在耶和华面前会幕门口做你们世世代代常献的燔祭，我要在那里与你们相会和你们说话。
He basically says, you do all this, I will meet you, I'll be with you, I'll speak to you.
基本上说那你如果照着这样做的话呢我会去跟你们相会我会跟你们同在我会跟你们说话。
And I won't just speak to you, verse 43, there will I meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory.
因为他说我不仅仅与你们会面，那么第43节说，我要在那里与以色列的孩子们相会，帐幕就要成为我的荣耀，成为圣。
What are the benefits of all this?
这些所有的益处是什么？
Well, frankly, the Lord will feed them and will encourage them, and he will meet with them, and he will talk with them, and he will speak not only to them, but to the whole nation.
坦率地说呢，主呢就会那个喂养他们，鼓励他们，他会在那里与他们相会，会与他们说话，不仅仅与他们说话，还要与所有的以色列的孩子们相会说话。
Verse 43, again, and there will I meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory.
第13节再次来读，我要在那里与以色列的孩子们相会，帐幕就要因我的荣耀成为圣。
There will be something wonderful about the tabernacle. The glory of God will be there.
这个在帐幕里呢，会幕里呢，有一些奇妙的东西，因为神的荣耀会在那里。
Now, if you do all this, I will set you, I will, verse 34, I will sanctify the tabernacle of meeting.
这个里面就说，如果你做这所有的一切，意思是这四节说，我要使会幕和坛成圣。
It wasn't just that he was consecrating the priests, but he was setting up the foundation so that the very tabernacle itself would be special for God.
所以他不仅仅只是说是让那些祭司们成圣，但是同样呢，就是那些会幕呢和那些坛呢，都要为主呢成为一些特别的东西。
And I will also sanctify both Aaron and his sons to minister to me as priests.
所以这个呢，也要使亚伦和他的儿子们成圣，给我供祭司的职分。
And I will dwell among the children of Israel.
所以我要住在以色列孩子们中间。
Is that a good deal?
这是个好事吗？
And I will be their God.
我要做他们的神。
And they shall know that I am the Lord their God.
他们必须知道我是耶和华他们的神。
Who brought them up out of the land of Egypt.
是将他们从埃及地领出来的。
That I may dwell among them.
我要住在他们中间。
I am the Lord their God.
我是耶和华他们的神。
That any good?
这个很好吗？
Do you like those promises?
你喜欢这样的应许吗？
What would you do if you were one of the grandchildren who came out of Egypt?
如果你会怎么做？如果你是其中一个从埃及出来的那些孙子辈的人。
And you'd sit down and you'd say, Grandpa, tell me, what happened when you came out of Egypt?
你呢坐下来说，你说爷爷，给我讲讲你从埃及出来发生的事情。
And he'd tell you the stories.
他告诉你故事。
And what would you say?
你会怎么说？
You'd say, did that really happen, Grandpa? That's amazing.
你说那真的那个发生吗？爷爷，这个太神奇了。
And then you might say, Grandpa, how do I know that that really happened? You told me, and I believe you, Grandpa, but how do I really know that that happened?
然后呢，你说呢，爷爷，我怎么知道那个真的发生呢？那你告诉我的，我相信你，但是我怎么知道它是真的发生过呢？
And Grandpa would say, if your priests, if our priests keep the promises of the consecration, if they do what we've been reading about, Grandpa would say, if they do that and you do your part, grandson, verse 46, you will know that I am the Lord your God.
然后呢，爷爷会说呢，啊，孙子啊，你看看，如果当今的那些祭司还在承受，甚至照着那些仪式去做的话呢，你去做你那一部分。第46节说呢，他们你们就必知道我是耶和华，是他神，是他们从埃及领出来的。
A lot of the stories that we tell took place a long time ago.
我们被告知的很多故事呢，都是发生在很久之前。
The truth of the Bible took place a long time ago.
其圣经里的真理呢，发生在很久之前。
How do you know it's real?
你怎么知道是真的？
You live it.
你活着。
You'll know it's real.
你按照那个去活，你就知道是真的。
I still marvel at our cousin.
非常呢，就是感到惊奇我们的那个亲戚。
She was at university at UBC one day, several years ago.
她有一天呢，在那个 UBC 大学，就是几年之前。
The professor said, "You can't know that there's a God."
那个教授说，你不可能知道神的存在。
She stood up, 300 people in the class.
站起来，在那个课堂里有300人。
She said, "You're wrong, professor." I know there's a God. I'm more sure that there's a God than I am that I'm standing here before you today.
那个呢，他说，教授你错了，我知道有神，我是非常的确定，我甚至确定到比我今天站在你面前还要确定。
I think it's a marvelous line. They shall know that I am the Lord their God who brought them up out of Egypt.
我认为这是一个非常奇妙的一句话，他们必知道我是耶和华，他们的神是将他们从埃及地领出来的。
What happens when you get born again?
那么重生以后会发生什么？
Well, things are different. That's what happens.
事情就会变得不一样了，这就是要发生的事情。
In what way are they different?
他们那个怎么样不一样？
Well, you get a new family, you get new father and mother.
有新的家人，有新的父母。
Okay.I got born. I knew who my father and mother were.
我呢，出生以后呢，我知道我的父母是谁。
And then when I got born again, I knew who my new father was. I knew who my brothers and sisters were.
现在我重生以后呢，我知道我的新父亲什么，我知道我弟兄姐妹是谁。
Why did God do all this?
神为什么要做这些所有的这些事情呢？
Verse 46.
46节
That I may dwell among them.
所以呢，就是为要在，为要住在他们中间。
What does God want?
神想要什么？
He wants to dwell among his people.
他想住在他的子民之间。
Why would God spend so much time outlining all the detail?Associated with the consecration ceremony for Aaron and his sons for 7 days. Why did he do that? Why did he go to the bother of all that detail?
所以为什么神呢？他要呢，就是说是去列出这么多的细节，关于那个亚伦和他的儿子们，所有的那些人呢，他们要承受圣职分别之为圣的时候，要列出这么多的细节。他为什么要去，就是说是说出这么多的细节给他们呢
？Why did he do it？
他为什么要这么做呢
？Because he wanted to dwell among them.
因为呢，他想要住在他们中间。
Why do we have this class this afternoon?
我们今天下午为什么有这堂课？
Because the God of heaven.
因为在天上的神。
Wants to come down here.
他想要下来。
And be with us.
和我们同在。
And teach us.
教导我们。
So that he can keep on dwelling amongst us.
因为他可以一直住在我们中间。
We say that's overwhelming.
这个是压倒性的。
Almost impossible to imagine.
基本上不可能，连想象都不可能。
That's what God said. You didn't say it. I didn't say it. It's right there in the Bible. That's what God said. I want to dwell among them.
这是人说的，你没说，我也没说。这是圣经说的，圣经之中你这一节说呢，神要住在他们中间。
What do we say?
我们说什么？
We say, if you want to come in, Lord, I just want you to know you're welcome.
因为我们说呢，就是主啊，你如果今天的想要下来呢，我们会非常欢迎。
If he were to knock on the front door right now,
如果他现在敲前面的门
，and Josh were to run up and answer the door,
那个老陈呢会跑过去开门
，and he said, I'd like to come in.
他说我想进来。
What would Josh say?
那这说什么?
He'd say, come on in.
他说快点进来。
We'd be happy to have you.
我非常的幸福地跟你在一起。
And he says, I've come to stay.
我要留下来。
And we say, that's even better news than you just came to visit.
我说那这个比那个就你只是进来呢参观一下的消息要更好。
All of this so that he could dwell among them. We say hallelujah, come on in, Lord.
所有这一切呢就是说呢他进来住在我们中间我们说主啊来吧。
All right, chapter 30. It says, you shall make an altar to burn incense on. You shall make it of acacia wood. A cubit shall be its length, and a cubit its width. It shall be square, and two cubits shall be its height. Its horns shall be of one piece with it.
第二节说这坛要四方的长一种宽一种高二种坛的四角要与坛连接一块
And you shall overlay its top, its sides all around, and its horns with pure gold.
你要用金金把坛的上面与坛的四周包围
And you shall make for it a molding or a border of gold all around.
用坛的四角包裹又要在坛的四围镶上金牙边
Two rings shall you make for it under the molding on both its sides. You shall place them on its two sides, and they will be holders for the poles with which to bear it.
第四节说你要做两个金环按在牙子边以下在坛两边两脚旁做穿杠用以便抬坛。
You shall make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold.
你要用皂荚木做杠用金包裹。
And you shall put it before the veil that is before the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with you.
今天就是说,你要把坛放在见证柜前的幔子外,对着见证柜上的施恩座怜悯座,就是我要与你相会的地方。
Okay, so you got this altar of incense. Smells good.
所以你看到这个就是说是烧香的那个坛
And remember there's two places in the tabernacle now. At the far end is the most holy place, and then the holy place separated by a veil from it.
你们大家都记得,那就是这个帐幕里面有两个部分,在里面那一部分呢是至圣所,在外面呢是圣所,至圣所,至圣所之间呢用那个幔子隔开。
In the most holy place now is the Ark of the Testimony, the Mercy Seat, the tables of the law. They're all in the holy, most holy place.
比如你们在那个至圣所里面呢，有那个约柜，约柜里面呢，有那个神赐给的律法，都在那个柜子里面，这是至圣所。And
then outside the veil, on the right hand, you've got the Table of showbread, on the left hand you've got the lampstand, and in dead center, just in front of the veil, or just behind the veil rather, is opposite the Ark of Testimony. It's too complicated.
其实呢,就是你呢,在那个...
I should have got Roy to This is in his dry erase. So this is what you've got.
所以呢，他这个笔是给擦掉的。这些是你那个有的那个桧木。
That's far too small, but.
这太小了。
This is the building.
这是整个的建筑。
This is the holy place. That's the Ark of the Testimony.
你这个呢，就说是至圣所里面呢是那个就是说是约柜。
This is the gate on the east.
这是东面的门.
This on the south is the lampstand.
所以这个在南面呢是那个灯台.
This is the table of showbread.
这是那个就是陈设饼桌.
And this is the ark of the table of incense, the ark of incense.
这就是烧香的坛。
Okay, that's too small to read, but it doesn't matter.
你这个太小了，你如果看不见，也不重要。
All right, so what have you got? You got the priest who comes in, and he's standing here, and he's offering incense, and that's God behind the veil.
那你这里有什么呢？这个祭司进哪儿？进来了，现在烧香，烧了香，然后进到帐幕里面，神的神坐在里面。
All right, so, and I can't remember where we are now. What verse are we at?
Verse 7?
Yeah, verse 7 says, and Aaron shall burn on this altar of incense, sweet incense, every morning when he tends the lamps, he shall burn incense on it. And when Aaron lights the lamps at twilight, he shall burn incense on it, a perpetual incense for the Lord throughout all your generations.
所以第七节、第八节，第七节说亚伦在坛上要烧馨香香料做的香，每早晨他收拾灯的时候要烧这香，晚上亚伦点灯的时候要在耶和华面前烧这香，作为世世代代常烧的香。
So what do we know about this holy place?
我们的这些这个圣所，你了解多少？
The lights are always on.
那个灯总是点着的。
They're lit every morning and every evening and every morning and every evening. The light never goes out.
每天早上，每天晚上，每天早上，每天晚上都亮着，那个灯呢永远不灭。
And on the other side is the table of showbread, and the showbread is replaced every week, and there's always showbread there.
所以这个呢，陈设饼桌呢，就是总是有陈设饼在那里。那么呢，这个陈设饼呢，每一个星期换一次。
And the altar of incense is there, and the incense is removed every morning, sorry, is replaced every morning and every evening. So what do we know? It smells good in there all the time.
所以那个烧香的坛在那里呢，它每天早晚呢都要换一次。我们知道什么呢？知道那个香呢在那里呢，非常的香。
The lights are always on.
所以灯总是亮的。
It always smells great.
所以闻起来呢，非常的香。
And there's food to eat.
还有东西可吃。
That's pretty inviting.
这是非常好的。
Amazing, these pictures.
这些画面非常的神奇。
Aaron, what's your responsibility?
亚伦，你的职责是什么？
Your responsibility is to make sure the lights never go out.
所以你的职责是要确保呢，每天晚上灯不灭。
Your responsibility is to make sure that the place always smells really good.
所以就是说，你的职责呢是确保这个地方呢总是闻着很香。
What's the responsibility of the priest today?
当今的祭司的职责是什么？
To make sure the light never goes out. You keep telling people about Jesus. Don't let them turn out your lights.
因为就是要确保你的灯呢永远的不灭，你要就是说一直去跟别人传讲主耶稣，要确保不让他们把你的灯扑灭。What
else do you do?
你还做什么？
You live a life for Jesus so that you actually smell good.
所以你活出一个为主耶稣的人生，所以呢你闻起来很香。
All right, so where we are, verse number 8, I guess. And when Aaron lights the lamps at twilight, he shall burn incense on it, a perpetual incense, before the Lord throughout all your generations.
就是说晚上亚伦点灯的时候，要在耶和华面前烧这香，作为世世代代常烧的香。
You shall not offer strange incense on it, or a burnt offering, or a meal offering, nor shall you pour a drink offering on it, and Aaron shall make atonement upon its horns once a year with the blood of the sin offering of atonement once a year. He shall make atonement upon it throughout your generations. It is most holy to the Lord.
第九节、第十节，第九节说，在这坛上不可奉上异样的香，不可献燔祭、素祭，也可以交上奠祭。 亚伦一年一次要在坛的脚上用赎罪祭的血行赎罪之礼，他一年一次在坛上行赎罪之礼，作为世世代代的定例。这坛在耶和华面前为至圣。
Well, that's our story as far as it goes.
这就是我们的故事能够讲到的地方。
What is the picture of all that in the New Testament? What does it mean, the altar of incense?
你这所有的一切这样的一些画面在新约里会有什么样的意义？那么这个烧香的坛的意义是什么？
And it'd be easier for us to understand if we did it now, but our time is gone, so we're going to have to answer that question next week.
今天如果我们现在就解释可能更容易一点，但是呢，我们的时间呢也到了，所以呢，最好我们下个星期再来回答这个问题。
What is it that smells so good to God?
什么对神来说闻起来很香呢？
Well, next week, we'll try to answer that question. So, Lord, we want to thank you. We acknowledge you're a good God.
主啊，我们要感谢您，我们知道您是一个良善的神。
And there's two things that we marvel at here.
所以呢，有两件事情我们感到非常的惊奇。
Number one is that you want us to do this.
第一个呢，就是您想要我们做这些。
And number two, that we in fact can do it.
所以第二个呢，事实上呢，我们却做不了。
We keep asking ourselves the question, why should God love me enough to teach me these things?
所以我们一直问自己这样一个问题，为什么神呢，足够的爱我们，要教导我们这些事情呢？
We thank you that if we...Do as you tell us to do. If we live lives for Jesus, we will know that you're a great God, and by the grace of God, you will come and dwell with us.
所以，但是我们就知道，如果呢，我们照着您要我们去做的事情去做，我们为主耶稣基督而活的话呢，您会在天上知道，您会要下来住在我们中间。
So Lord, help us understand, help us obey, help us to follow you.
你主要帮助我们理解，帮助我们顺服，帮助我们跟从你。
It's true, Lord. We want to be like Matthew. When you say follow us, we want to get up and follow you.
你主要这也是个事实，我们要像马太那样。但你跟马太说呢，跟从我的起来跟从你，我们也要马上立即起来跟从你。
And we give thanks now then for your kindness and pray your blessing upon each one of us, Lord.
所以主要我们要为您的慈爱呢献上感恩呢祷告呢您的赐福会降临在我们每个人身上。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.